Chapter 8, The Trial. It was a sunny morning in May. Archie woke up, itching to prey. He stretched his arms up high in the air, deprived of hope, filled with despair.
Oh, no.
Passing minutes became hours. If only he had superpowers, then he could break through the wall and fly home fast as a pinball. Finally, his cell door swung open wide, and the police officer stepped inside. He was flanked by four ants so tall they blocked all light coming from the hall. "Good morning, prisoner 15. It's time to meet our queen." The officer handed Archie a striped sheet and put heavy shackles on his feet. Even though Archie was in great shape, he knew there could be no escape. The iron cuffs under his prison gown would slow all his movements down. So Archie shuffled amidst the guards, sweating heavily after a few yards, his ankles already feeling sore before he reached the street door. Outside, his situation got even worse. An angry mob had gathered to curse, waving their fists, kicking at his legs, showering him with tomatoes and eggs. For a moment, Archie feared for his life. How could he ever hope to survive this murderous posse of vindictive ants looking for blood like meat-eating plants? But then, the officer raised the alarm. The police ants swiftly formed a swarm, closely enveloping and protecting him, shields and sticks high, their faces grim. Under a heavy shower of flashing lights from the cameras of the press parasites, the officer pushed Archie into a tinted car as if he were a world-famous movie star. And so they set off for Queen's Court, led by an impressive police escort, forcing the other traffic to move aside as if swept away by a powerful tide. Suddenly, the convoy came to a stop, and with an impatient chop chop, the officer urged Archie out of the car into a building shaped like a star.